Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters radio show with me, Neil De Silva. I hope you're all keeping very well out there and you had a great Christmas and New Year. So we're going to kick off 2018 with a bang. This is the first show back since the Christmas and New Year break. And what a show we have for you this morning. I have a special guest with me, my good friend, Denise Holland. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Denise is from Class Performance Excellence with him. And we're going to be interviewing Denise around 11:30 today. And we'll be talking about what she does and what she can do for people and how it benefits them and what class performance coaching and transformation could do for you. So we'll learn more about what Denise does in about half an hour. But before that, a bit of housekeeping about the show. The Health Matters radio show is designed to help to educate, to inform and to enlighten you about ways that you can improve your own health. Each week we have a special guest, and as I mentioned today, we have Denise, and we're looking forward to finding out more about what she does. All the information that I provide is for general information only. So the content is based on my knowledge, my experience, and very often my opinion. So please do not take any content that you listen to or hear as a substitute for medical advice. If you have any concerns about your general health, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional. It doesn't have to always be your doctor. The first port of call could be a pharmacist. So that's housekeeping out of the way. Social media, I'm on Twitter at the moment. I have my Twitter feed in front of me. So if you'd like to tweet the show with a shout out just to say hello, or if you've got any events you'd like me to mention on air, then please go to Twitter. And the Twitter tag is @HealthRadioShow. And you can also find the show Facebook page, which is Health Radio Show. If you go and search Facebook Health Radio Show, you can find the Facebook feed there. And please do follow the Twitter and Facebook feeds, as you'll be kept up to date with what's going on with regards to the show. And you'll also have useful health and wellness tips and advice. Okay, now this morning we are going to talk about a couple of subjects which have come up recently, particularly over the Christmas period, I've noticed. And one of them is adrenal fatigue. And lots of people do suffer with adrenal fatigue. They don't know what it is and they don't know why they suffer these symptoms. So we'll be talking more about what it is and the symptoms. And then in next week's show, we'll be talking about ways to combat adrenal fatigue, because it's quite a big subject, to be fair. And trying to squeeze it into 10 minutes doesn't do it justice. We're also going to be talking about choline. Now, choline is a B vitamin, and it's a B vitamin that people don't know much about. But it's actually it's a very important vitamin that most people are deficient in and, again, don't realise. But we're going to kick off the show with 5 minutes about curcumin. Now, curcumin, most people know that turmeric and curcumin are beneficial for the body, but don't actually know what it is or where it comes from. So curcumin comes from the turmeric plant. So curcumin is the medicinal part of the plant and turmeric is the spice. So what they do is they take the plant, the turmeric plant, and they harvest it, they dry it, and they grind up the stem to create a powder. And it's that powder, that extract, that is the curcumin. So turmeric is the spice, curcumin is the medicine. Now, curcumin actually has a lot of medicinal properties. And these compounds are called curcuminoids. And of the curcuminoids, curcumin is the most important. It's the active ingredient in the turmeric plant. So most of the curcumin that we consume, either as a supplement or in the food that we eat as an additional spice, and obviously curries have a lot of turmeric in them, most of the curcumin is poorly absorbed into the bloodstream. People don't realise this. So what they do is they take a curcumin supplement and they think it's doing them good. But in most cases, it goes in one end and out the other. People just don't realise it. And one of the things that helps curcumin to be absorbed by the body is actually black pepper. Now, black pepper contains a substance called piperine, and piperine can actually help to absorb curcumin by up to 2,000% compared to taking curcumin on its own. So one of the things you can do if you are taking curcumin supplements is to actually have a couple of whole peppercorns, just swallow them whole, maybe, you know, obviously with a drink, but with the whole peppercorns and the curcumin together, it would actually help the curcumin to become absorbed in the body. And curcumin is actually also fat soluble. So if you're going to take it, don't take it on its own. Take it with a meal with fat in it, and the fat in the meal will help your body to absorb it as well. So what makes curcumin so good? Well, it's an anti-inflammatory. Most people know that it has anti-inflammatory properties, and is actually one of the most powerful natural anti-inflammatories out there. It also neutralizes free radicals, and we spoke about free radicals a couple of shows ago. These are the things that do damage to the cells. And one of the things that combats free radicals are antioxidants. And as I mentioned, I think a couple of shows ago, there's a really powerful antioxidant called astaxanthin. And what curcumin does is it actually helps the body to increase its capability of not only producing but absorbing the antioxidants as well. Curcumin, it normalizes immune cell function. It can reduce blood sugar levels. So if you suffer with type 2 diabetes, curcumin's pretty good for people with type 2 diabetes. It can help protect the liver. There are studies that have shown that curcumin can actually prevent or slow down cancer cell formation and spread. It can also help brain function and reduce the risk of neurological diseases, so things like dementia and Alzheimer's. It can help reduce heart disease and the risk of heart disease. It can also reduce the symptoms of arthritis because it does reduce inflammation. There are studies that suggest that curcumin can also help with people that have depression. And finally, it might help with anti-aging. So there are suggestions and research papers out there that suggest that curcumin can actually fight age-related chronic diseases. So you can see how it's kind of the thing of the moment, and there's lots of people touting curcumin supplements. But the key is if you take curcumin, is to make sure that you have a high-quality supplement. And I always advise with any people, you know, any clients I talk to, that if you're going to supplement, you should get the most expensive that you can afford, because not all supplementations or all supplements are the same. And remember that if you're going to take it with some either food with pepper in it or a couple of the whole peppercorns, and try to eat it with a fatty meal. So do remember that without the pepper, without the fat, it's going to go in one end and essentially out the other, which obviously is a waste of money. So do remember to take it with pepper and fatty foods. And generally speaking, for most people, around 750 milligrams a day is a good therapeutic dose. But you can go up to 1,500 milligrams in some cases. So do look into it. Do look into curcumin. As I say, it's from the turmeric plant, but the turmeric spice itself isn't going to give you a huge amount of benefit. You do need to supplement. And if you're going to supplement, make sure that you get the most expensive that you can afford. If you have any questions about that, then please feel free to contact me. You can contact me through my website, which is i-nutrition.co.uk. You can drop me a line there if you have any questions, or you can tweet the show at Health Radio Show on Twitter. And if you have a question that I can't answer on air today, then I will pick it up and I will answer it on the next show.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
That was Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up, from 1982, 36 years ago. What a great song, and how time flies. You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. I hope you are all keeping very well today. And I have with me my special guest, Denise Holland. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
And we'll be interviewing Denise and finding out more about what she does in about 15 minutes or so. If you'd like to tweet the show, you can go to Twitter and find the Twitter feed, which is at Health Radio Show. And you can use the hashtag Health Matters Radio Show. You can say hi or just ask for a shout out and ask a question. I had a tweet in from Ian Morgan. For those of you that know Ian Morgan runs the Business Over Breakfast networking groups across Kent, and I think in other areas as well. And Ian's tweeted in to say, well done, Neil. Lots of essential information and tips. So thank you, Ian. It's great to have you listening in this morning, and I hope you are keeping well. So on to the next subject of adrenal fatigue. Now, I posted a tweet on Twitter about caffeine and the effects on the body and the effects on the adrenal glands. And one of the things that was quite clear is people don't understand what adrenal fatigue is. And actually, a lot of people do suffer with it and have no idea. So I'm going to split this into two parts. I'm going to talk today about what adrenal fatigue is, what the adrenal glands are, what they do, and some of the signs or symptoms that you might have if you suffer from adrenal fatigue. And again, if you suffer with one of these, doesn't mean you've got it. If you suffer with two or more, it might be worth a chat with your healthcare professional. And again, that might be your pharmacist as opposed to your doctor as a first port of call. But you might be able to identify with some of these issues and it might point you in the right direction. And the whole point of the show is to try to help people to improve their own health and find ways to help them to identify issues and to help them to feel better. So the adrenal glands are two small grape walnut-shaped glands that sit on top of our kidneys. And what they do is they help our body to cope with stress and they help us to survive. So they produce lots of different hormones, and they produce hormones like adrenaline or epinephrine. And that's the reason why an EpiPen is called an EpiPen, because the technical name for it, for adrenaline, is epinephrine. And it also produces cortisol. Now, cortisol is quite an important stress hormone. And one of the things that's important about cortisol is we don't need too much, and equally, we don't need too little. But if we get stressed out, our bodies naturally, our adrenal glands naturally produce cortisol and adrenaline. And what they're designed to do is they're designed to help us with the fight or flight mechanism. So back in the days when we used to hunt wild animals, or we were in an environment of threat, where perhaps our very lives were at stake, then stress would cause these hormones to get produced. And we would either fight our way through the situation or we'd have the energy to run away. There are implications between cortisol, adrenaline, and also diabetes as well. And I did cover that on the show just before Christmas. And if you want more information about that, please contact me. But for today, we're going to talk about adrenal fatigue. So imagine you've got someone who gets really, really stressed out. And by getting stressed out, their adrenal glands produce lots of cortisol because that's what they're kind of designed to do. But after time, if you work your adrenal glands for long enough, the adrenal glands can become tired out. A bit like if you have too much sugar on a regular basis, your pancreas can become a bit tired, or you can become immune to the insulin that your pancreas produces, and then you're looking at a situation leading to type 2 diabetes. So when your adrenal glands get tired, they get fatigued. When they get fatigued, they can become less effective in their job. They become less effective at actually producing cortisol. So some of the symptoms of adrenal fatigue are things like exhaustion, a weakened immunity, so a bad immune system, sleep disturbances and irregular sleep patterns, so being tired during the day and having insomnia at night, and also food cravings. So I'm going to go through a few of these in a little bit more detail to see if you can identify with any of these. And if you can, again, it may be worth looking into it a bit further, doing your own research, and perhaps having a chat with your local pharmacist. So a few signs that your adrenal glands are under some stress and are perhaps suffering with fatigue. So most of us drink coffee, and even I drink coffee. I used to drink a lot of coffee. Now I have two or three cups a day. But if you need coffee, if you have a physiological and psychological need to consume coffee to get you through the day, and without it you have zero energy whatsoever, that could actually be a symptom of adrenal fatigue. There is one exception to that. If people have adrenal fatigue, they can get a bounce of energy late in the day. So for most people, without adrenal fatigue, cortisol peaks in the morning and then it sort of gradually peters out during the day. People with adrenal fatigue can suddenly have a spike mid-afternoon and be wide awake and wired around 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And one of the problems of that is that when it comes to going to sleep, they can't sleep. So it's a really, really vicious cycle. So if you need coffee, if you physically need coffee to get you through the day, that could be a symptom. Difficulty getting up in the morning. If you wake up tired, even if you've had a decent night's sleep, if you've had 6, 7, 8, 9 hours sleep, and you wake up tired or you wake up foggy headed, then that could be a symptom of adrenal fatigue. If you have a craving for salty food, that could be a problem as well. Because people with adrenal fatigue lose the ability to balance minerals in their body, things like potassium and magnesium, and particularly sodium, the body then will crave these foods to replace these minerals that they're actually losing through their urine. And if you crave salty food, it could be that your body's craving salt because it's losing salt. I mentioned about higher levels of energy in the evening. So for most people, as I mentioned, our cortisol levels peak in the morning and they peter off during the day. But those with adrenal fatigue have a spike in cortisol, generally in the late afternoon, and that can often lead to insomnia. So if that happens, that can then lead on to more severe adrenal fatigue, where you can feel tired just all the time, and then you can't sleep as well. So again, it does need looking into. And if you're continually reliant on stimulants, and we use caffeine as an example, but it's not just in the form of caffeine. I know people that pop caffeine pills just to get them through the day. It puts a tremendous stress on the systems of the body, but the adrenal glands in particular. And one of the interesting effects of caffeine is the more you need to get you through the day, the more you need. The body has a very interesting way of adapting to caffeine consumption. And actually, caffeine, I won't go into detail now, but caffeine blocks the adenosine receptors. And when your adenosine receptors get blocked by caffeine, it keeps you awake. But your body then creates more receptors. So then you need more caffeine to block the new receptors. And so the cycle continues. And you can see then people drinking, 10, 15, 20 cups of coffee a day just to function properly. And it's a really, really vicious cycle. And so if you're dependent on caffeine, not just coffee, but popping caffeine pills, then it probably does need to be looked at. So ways that you can improve your diet, the ways that you can improve your ability to handle stress. Things like improving your diet is important because most people that suffer from adrenal fatigue have issues with absorbing nutrients in their diet. So again, it's quite a vicious cycle. So if their diet is depleted in nutrients, then that's going to put more stress on the body, which is going to put more stress on the adrenals, and so that cycle continues. So if you want a healthy body and also a healthy mind, and there are interesting research papers between the link or suggesting the link between what we eat, the nutrients that we absorb, not just that we eat, but we actually absorb, and our physical and mental health is obviously important. And diets, Western diets are quite interesting because they tend to be quite high in sugar, they tend to be quite high in salt, and they tend to have quite a lot of saturated fat. And they all contribute to adrenal fatigue. So again, if you've got a bad diet, that's the first place to look at. And also the B vitamins as well. Most people are deficient in B vitamins, and there is quite a significant group of B vitamins that are important to the body. And vitamins like zinc and magnesium and healthy fats and seafood and more protein in your diet, looking at your B vitamin intake, and vitamin B12 is an important one. And some vegetarians can be deficient in B12 because B12 is generally found in meat or dairy-based products. Those are things that can also be looked at as well. So there's lots of ways that you can improve the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. And I have a list of things to go through. And again, it's really not going to do it justice today by going through all these and rushing them through, because it is a problem that lots of people do face. And I'd like to spend some time to explain the reasons why certain routes are important to take, and obviously ways that if you are suffering with adrenal fatigue, you might be able to look at your lifestyle and your diet and find ways to improve the symptoms for yourself. So what we'll do is next week we will go through in more detail some of the ways that you can improve those symptoms if you can identify with some of those areas. And again, if you have any questions about your adrenals or your hormones or adrenal fatigue in particular, then please do contact me through my website, which is iNutrition or i-nutrition.co.uk. Drop me a line. I'll be happy to have a chat to you to see if there's ways that I can help you. So before we go on to our guest interview in 5 minutes' time, it's time for another quick song, and it's one of Katy Perry's latest songs, Chain to the Rhythm, and then we'll have the song, and then we will talk more with our guest, Denise Holland.
Connect, inspire, eh. Open up your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up the lions.
Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
Welcome back to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. You can tweet the show if you go to Twitter and look up at Health Radio Show. You can drop me a tweet, say hi, ask for a shout out, and I will mention you on air. You can also go to Facebook and search Health Radio Show, and you can find the show Facebook page there, and you can follow that there for lots of information. Had a tweet in from India, from Salome Pinto. Hi, Salome. I hope you are keeping very well. Thank you for your tweet this morning. And it's short and sweet. And she said, everyone knows health matters. Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. So thank you for your tweet. And it's nice to know that we're reaching out worldwide. So fantastic. So thank you for your tweet. Okay, it's time for our special guest interview. And as I've mentioned, today we have a good friend of mine called Denise Holland. Hi, Denise.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
And Denise is from, she runs her own company. And the company is called Class Performance, in brackets, Excellence Within. So I thought a good place to start is to explain what the name of the company means, and also the purpose of the Excellence Within in the brackets.
Oh, thank you, Neil. And really, the Excellence Within is something that sort of came to me naturally when I realised that as human beings, we have so much going for us in terms of our innate mental health and well-being, and many people don't realise that they have this enormous capacity inside of them. So the Excellence Within was really just to point people back to what is already innate to them as human beings.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Fantastic. So give us a bit of context. What's your background? What's kind of led you to where you are now? Because I know what your background is, and I think your background is very interesting and quite fascinating. But if you could explain to the listeners a bit more about your journey.
Yeah, I mean, my background, my sport has actually been netball, and I've been involved in performance sport for nearly 25 years, mm-hmm. Both as a national athlete and as a national coach. I competed in Hong Kong at the World Championships in 91 and in 95, and Asian Championships as well. And then when I came back to England, I joined the England technical team with England Netball for 8 years. And then my journey continued in terms of performance. I was the Brunel Hurricanes Super League coach for the university mm-hmm. for 7 years. And then I moved to Scotland and was the Glasgow Wildcats Super League head coach, as well as their national coach for 4.5 years. And my role there was to prepare the Scottish Thistles for the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow 2014.
Okay. And in what ways did you prepare them?
As the lead coach, the head coach, I very much had the role in terms of preparing the performance programme, making sure that we've got a performance programme which prepares the body and the mind. Mm-hmm. So liaising with the Scottish Institute of Sport to ensure that the athletes are prepared. Technical, tactical, emotional understanding of themselves, just to ensure that we had a target of finishing top eight in the world at the Commonwealth Games. Okay. And yeah, really to ensure that we put on a great performance on home soil in Glasgow 2014.
Fantastic. And that link between the psychological and the physiological is actually really, really important, isn't it? And I think lots of people miss the connection between the mind and the body. And I think if you can bring those two together, I think it's incredibly powerful, isn't it? Which is obviously what you do. So how did they get on at the Commonwealth Games?
Well, to be fair, I didn't actually then go to the Commonwealth Games, which...
Where was it that year?
It was Glasgow.
It was Glasgow.
2014. Mm-hmm. I did 4.5 years with the Scottish Thistles and the 3 years previous to that with the Glasgow Wildcats. And I guess it was my leaving there, maybe a little bit prematurely, but with mutual respect, that I then found what I was looking for the last 20 years in terms of human performance. Mm-hmm. So what was probably something very painful for me at the time, leaving prematurely 18 months out of a Commonwealth Games, 4.5 years into a grueling contract of travelling from here to Scotland every single week. It was a blessing actually in disguise, because I came across an amazing understanding which has absolutely transformed my life.
So if you hadn't have done that, you possibly wouldn't be doing what you do now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they say things happen for a reason. Mm. And often doors close on us in life, but new opportunities open up. And I think that's one of the lessons that I've learned, is when a door closes, there's always opportunities that come from that. Mm. And unfortunately, what lots of people do is they tend to see a closed door, and it tends to they lose that energy and they lose that momentum. But I think if you're a very positive person, which I know that you are, from situations you can create opportunities. And like you say, if you weren't, if you hadn't done that, chances are you wouldn't have. That was part of your journey to where you are now. Mm. So, okay, so with what you do now, so let's bring it forwards to the current day. So class performance, excellence within is your business. In what ways do you help people, and what is transformative performance coaching?
Mm. Okay, so transformative performance coaching is really what I call, it's a conversation, basically, Neil, which we join together to really understand, to help people to understand two things. And the first one is the real source of human experience, not just for the person, but for everyone. And the second thing is to unleash the creative potential in all of us. So where mm-hmm. is it that human performance actually comes from? What is the nature of it? How is it that we get the experience that we do, the reality that we do?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes right underneath everything that we're experiencing in the form, and it really looks at where does that come from? And it's something that I've been curious about in my entire 20-year professional work in terms of human performance.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So what successes have you had? Obviously, you deal with a range of different clients, I don't doubt from a range of different professions as well. Without obviously naming names, what would you class as a successful outcome when you deal with clients? What do people come to you with in particular? What help do they need? Yeah. And what journey have you taken them on?
Okay, so before I answer that question, I probably just want to highlight a little bit about human performance.
Yep.
There is an entire spectrum of human performance. We're all living every day in these minds and bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first came into this work, I really thought that I was going to be involved in sport because I've been in sport for so long.
Yep.
At every level of the game, participation through to national honours and professional sport. And then I started to get curious about how it is that our experience is created and why it is we have these states of mind we do at different parts of our lives. And in terms of, if you have one end of the spectrum, you have people suffering from depression, from stress, from anxiety, and then you have the other end of performance, human performance, and it's those that are looking for marginal gains just to get that edge, just to be on the podium. So you've mm-hmm. got this entire spectrum. And we all, at some points of the day, the week, the year, go in and out of all of that.
Yeah.
And so I decided to just let that flow. So instead of being specific to sports clients, athletes and coaches and officials, I now work with a whole range of people. But my passion, Neil, is the youth. I absolutely okay. want to work with the youth of today. And I do see that there is a real need for people like myself to help people to understand their psychology. And in terms of mental health and well-being, this seems to be the hot topic right now in terms of our youth. So that's a real passion for me
yeah.
right now.
I was going to say passion. You can see that as well. And I think you are right. I think it is an area that is arguably neglected by the system, perhaps. I think, obviously, you know, the children are our future. I know it's a cliche, but I think if they're neglected at some point, society will pay the price for that. But that's fantastic. So in what ways in particular would you help a young person, and what sort of age band would your typical youth come under?
So I've got a couple of key areas. So one would be youth in sport. And mm-hmm. one would be, I guess, just youth in terms of in education.
Okay.
And you talked about particular successes. So I'm just going to talk about a client, obviously not names. So I would have been working recently with a young boy who was having real issues with his state of mind. So he would be really angry. He would get very stressed very quickly. He would withdraw. And when we withdraw like that, if we're suffering, we're going to naturally find something else to take that pain away. Mm. And his thing would be gaming. And so he would be withdrawing into his room and gaming more and more and more. And it looks like that the gaming is the problem, but it isn't. That's just the symptom of the real cause, which is his levels of anxiety. So what we did was we helped him to do those two things, was to understand where his experience is coming from based on these core principles, which I uncovered when I left my role as National Coach for Scotland. And just in short, that's just the three principles of the human experience as uncovered by the late Sydney Banks. And 40 years ago, he discovered, if you like, the paradigm for psychology, which was kind of the sages have been pointing to for hundreds of years, which we've kind of just missed, really.
Mm.
And so what I did with him was help him to see the level of noise in his mind and how that was being created. And when that level of noise was turned down, the level of noise of wisdom, of natural confidence, of resilience was turned up. And so all I helped him to do was to be less scared of his thinking. And if you then don't take your thinking so seriously, when you see that you're basically creating this whole reality, this whole story, this whole film of real fear, then why would you do that to yourself? When you can see that you're not the victim of circumstance and situation, that it's actually coming from you, and that life works inside to out. We are projecting our reality out into the world, and it looks like it's coming from out there. It looks like there really are feeling bullets, which as we walk past, it just catches us, you know, frustration.
Yeah.
Well, what if it doesn't? What if our entire reality is projected out into the world, and that it would make no sense to blame anyone or anything for the way we feel? And this is what happened to this young chap, and he realized that his parents have no capacity to irritate him, and that his schoolmates that were potential were being their behaviors were perhaps unsavory, even that had no power to cause him his experience, that he had the power of the mind to create whatever reality, and it's infinite. And so now he lives in his family life in much more harmony. They all understand their reality is created from within. And so there's no need anymore to be right. Like, human beings have this thing that they want to be right all the time. And actually, 7.2 billion people on the planet, how is that going to work?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And we can see that's what causes wars. That's what causes unrest, is that we have a lack of understanding that every single human being is creating their reality from the inside. And that there is, when we see that there is a connection between all of us, that we're all made from the same divine energy. We come into the world the same way, we leave the same way. And that brings collaboration, it brings connection, it brings us all to the same level.
Mm.
And they talk about the oneness of life. And if we can start to help young people get connected to the fact that we're all the same, then they're not going to be consumed by their thinking. They're going to be able to allow this bandwidth of beautiful wisdom and resilience to come through and give them what they need when they need it in the moment.
It's fantastic. I'm also sure that there's lots of parents out there listening that can relate to that, who have got perhaps teenage children that spend an inordinate amount of time on computer games, and it's almost become the norm. And like you say, it's the symptom, and it's often hiding something else. And I think that's really, really interesting. So what are your plans for the coming year? What are your plans for 2018?
Well, I'm very much, it might sound a bit sort of corny, but I'm very much in the flow of life. I mean, I want to see what's going to come through me. And I, to be honest, Neil, I don't have too much respect for the Denise and the ideas I have of who I am, because you know what, I see that now, it's changing every moment of every day. My entire perspective and personality has kind of transformed, and so what I want to do is just to see what occurs to me. But there are three key areas. My main one is sport, and we can talk about some of those clients and successes that I've had in these last 5 years since starting up Class Performance. My second one is the youth and getting into schools, and I've just secured a contract in my own sport for netball at Sevenoaks School. And my idea here is to help the high achievers there. Sevenoaks School is a fantastic school, and achievement and success is very key. And so there are all sorts of things that come up in terms of pressure, and I'd really like to help them to understand there are no stress particles out there in the exam hall that you catch like you catch a cold. There are no stress particles in business meetings. When I came into the studio today, I know there are no stress pieces for me to like go and absorb. It is all created from the inside to out. And if we start to understand that, if students start to see that, then they're going to fall in love with whatever they're doing. And that's my main thing, is to help people to reconnect with their inspiration. And I talk about inspired performance. And if you break that down, it's in spirit. And it's really going to the heart and soul of who they are, their individual expression as a human being. And if we can help people to understand that individual expression, but that we are all up against the very same thing, our thinking in the moment. And if we start to engage more in healthy and productive and effective and less scary thinking, then we are going to live in a much nicer world. And so that's area two. And then the second area is clients who are having struggles in life. So I worked with a couple and helped them with their relationship. They were really looking to separate and were at each other a lot. And then what happened was we worked together and it rekindled that love for each other, that real good feeling they had for each other. And now they're really, you know, speaking about marriage and all sorts of wonderful things like that. So there are all sorts of different areas. My main is sport, education and the youth, and then anyone else really who is just struggling in life, who wants to lead a better life, who wants to make that job transition and just can't. Those barriers, those blocks that come up in you. Well, what I do is I don't give you any tools or techniques. This is not me working on any of the forms that you create in your mind. This is helping you to see insightfully and profoundly how the mind works to create experience. And so it's just a transformative conversation that we will have, which will help you to get insights. Now, there's no guarantee that you're going to get an insight. Like, you can't, it's not on demand, is it? An aha moment is like, oh, I'll have one, in the bath when I'm having a bath tonight. No. It doesn't work like that. But what we will do is we will help to get quiet. We will have a human-to-human conversation. And in that conversation, it's different. Because we're not talking about all the forms, the ideas, the beliefs, the concepts, the constructs. we go right underneath that and we start to see how does it work for everyone. And then how it is you're using your power of the human mind, how it is you're using the power of thought and consciousness, and how it is you're bringing that to life to create your reality in the world.
Mm. It's fascinating. Yeah, really, really interesting. And bearing in mind that a lot of people that will be listening to the show today are likely to be either in a senior position within a business or are more likely actually to be the owner of their own business. How can what you do and the service that you offer help someone that runs a small business? In what ways can your service benefit them?
It's lovely, and I love the question, because it doesn't really matter where you are, whether it's in business or education. In terms of human performance, everyone is showing up with a state of mind in the moment, and businesses are losing money in according to their employees and their own states of mind. I mean, productivity goes down when people show up in a really unproductive state of mind.
Mm.
I mean, it absolutely affects your bottom line, because people do not come up with great ideas. They're not innovative. They're too busy trying to prove their point. They're trying to get your approval. And all of that stress and anxiety really does not bode well for a creative environment. And what I do is I help business owners to fall in love with their business, to remove all expectations, and to not go in the direction of consequences, but to go in a completely new direction of innovation and freedom of mind. What's possible, given the skills you have and given the inspiration you have? What's possible for you and your team?
Mm.
And most people get into this situation of fear, and they run their businesses based on, we've got to be making this particular amount of money by here, and if we don't, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. And they get caught up in this unproductive, ineffective head noise.
Yeah.
And what I do is help them to calm that right down, to see where it's coming from. Because we know we can go to the bank and we could have a look at our bank balance, and we could have a really worrying experience of it. And the next day, we could go to the bank and have the same bank balance, and we can be, oh, that's fine.
Mm.
Well, what do you make of that? The experience is not coming from the bank balance. It's coming from you. It's coming from within you, within your understanding of how experience works.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you, Denise. So if people, if listeners want to make contact with you, what are your contact details? What's your website? What's your Twitter feed and Facebook address?
Okay, so my website is www.class-performance.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have a podcast show called Podium, Spiritual Truths Behind Elite Sports Performance, and all of those shows are also on my website now, so mm-hmm. that can be found on there.
Brilliant.
You can find me on my business Facebook page at Denise Holland 3Ps. And my Twitter feed is at Denise_Holland.
Fantastic. And I will be putting Denise's contact details up on the show's Facebook and Twitter feed as well. So if you'd like to contact Denise through the social media channels that we have, then you are more than welcome to. I would like to thank you, Denise. I found that fascinating. I knew a bit about what you did, but we've gone into so much more detail today, and it's been really interesting to find out more about what you do and how you can help people. And I'm sure that people will make contact with you, and I'm sure you'll be able to help them. So thank you again. Much appreciated.
Thank you for inviting me on the show.
You're welcome. So we're about to wrap the show up now. It's amazing how quick an hour goes. So just a few points to cover before we finish for this week. The website address, if you'd like to make contact with me, is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. You can find out more about what I do in my day job, and also make contact with me if you have any questions or you need some help or some advice. The Twitter feed for the show is at Health Radio Show. And if you go to Facebook and search Health Radio Show in the search bar, you will find the show's Facebook page. You'll be able to listen again to this show and all the previous Health Matters radio shows at i-nutrition.co.uk/media. So find your way to my website and click on the media page. The next show is on next Monday, which will be the 15th at 11 o'clock. And it will be great to have you listening again there. If you have any questions in the meantime, or if you'd like a shout out, or you'd just like to say hello, then please tweet me in the meantime and I'll give you a mention and a shout out on the show next week. And I'm looking for guests. So if you'd like to take advantage of the platform that the show could give you, as Denise has this morning, then please do contact me through my website or through the social media channels, and we'll have a chat about having you on as a guest. So there we go for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you found it informative and interesting. I'd like to thank Denise again for being my special guest. And for another week, I'd like to leave you and wish you a great week ahead, and hope you have a great week, and I will speak to you next week. Take care.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day, sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day to let it get away. You're on the road, but you got this town. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day to let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Clearing the sea out, see the bedroom fires at night.